Andrew, what do you think?
Was not anything and everything. We're talking about the world having influence and things we have associations with, so people in our lives, jobs we work, schools we attend.
I think it's like the system that that man has set up on here.
That's a good one. Where is that stored in? The system that man set up on Earth. Where did that stored in?
Genesis? With the city of...
Four?
Yeah, Genesis 4.
So Genesis 4.
Turn to Genesis 4. That's very good. So in Genesis 4, we have a system. So the world is a system that was set up, started in Genesis chapter 4. Now, I'm not going to let anybody read that chapter because now we get all of these names in there. But I want you to look from verse 17 to verse 24. Book of Genesis, we have the beginning of everything. So the world started in there. It's a system of thing that men have set up with all things that really makes man happy, comfortable, prosper, and successful. That's really what it was in there, apart from God. Let me repeat that one more time. It's a system that man created that is completely independent from God. It does not need God. It has everything. It contains everything for you to be satisfied, for you to be happy. So what is your vice? What do you really like to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? What would you like to be? What pursue that do you have? What would you like? We have it for you. You don't need God. So when we talk about the world, we are not talking about the physical, because I was struggling. Okay, physical. Where do you abide? Where do you live? Well, I live in New Jersey. Okay, is that the world? I live in a home. Is that the world? I go to work. What are we talking about here? So the world is not a physical concept. It is, I'm going to use the word, a moral concept. It's an idea that's set up by man that contains everything for you to be satisfied in a way that you don't need God. So Cain said he was driven from the presence of God. He left the presence of God and he said, I don't need God. I could build my own system and way of things. It's my worldview, where I don't need God at all. So what do you like to have? You would like to have, first thing we have in verse 19. You built a city. He called it by the name of his son. Oh, I'm going to have some kind of a royal legacy here. We're going to have a royal legacy. And you find the world things today is so attracted with glamorous names and royal families and Hollywood's families and political families. They just have some kind of glamorous about them. So he said, I am going to build a city and name it by the name of my son. And then in verse 19, this man, Lamech, he said, you know what? For me to be satisfied, God designed in the garden one man and one wife. He said, no, that's nonsense. In the world system here, you could have two wives. You could have three, you could have four, you could have 20, don't have to call them wife, call them girlfriend, call them mistress. That's just the way it is. That is the way the world is. And as you are bombarded day in and day out with that very same thing, people are living this way. And after a while, so what's wrong with that? You know, I have friends, I have neighbors, and everybody just doing that. It's one wife or a woman that has 50 husbands or whatever. It doesn't really matter. That's the way it is here. So you want to have that? We have it in the work system. What else do we have? And in verse 20, we have a man that really were into the matter of business, of trading sheep and agriculture and, you know, stock market and doing that stuff. You want to be into that? You can have that too. There's nothing wrong with that. We have it there for you. And in verse 21, we have a guy who just really was a culture guy, who loved music, who loves the art, who loves the fine things in life. So we start having music and all of these entertainment things. They are there. They are in that city. It's all available for you. But what else then we have there? You go to verse 22, and we have industrious people, people that discover and invent brass and copper and all kind of tools and all kind of an instrument. So Apple started really right there. You know, all of these new technology and new advancement, it was all there. It's all started there. Symphony started there. Husbandry started there. Agriculture started there. Not only that, and I always repeat that, you probably heard me saying that again. You have, what's his name, Lamech again, after he had two wives, he kind of started, you know, singing and rapping. You know, he was glorifying the idea. He was the first rapper, by the way. I killed a man for my wound and hurt a man for my insult. So that is really a rapper who starts, you know, rapping and saying short verses of short things, glorifying violence and corruption. And we say, oh, it's a Christian rap. No, it's not. There's no such a thing. But anyway, this is not the point. The point is this, what I'm trying to paint before you now. You understand what the world is. It is a system of things. You don't read about God in there at all. There is no God. There is everything to make you satisfied. What do you need? You don't really need God at all. You don't need rules and regulation and God. I mean, listen, it's freedom there. It's liberty. You do whatever you want. You enjoy fun and whatever you like, whatever it is. You want to study, you want to go continue on studies. You want to work and be, you know, a handyman. You could have that too. You want to have music and you could have that too. You could, whatever you want. You want to have 20 wives or 20 husbands, you can have that too. That is the world system. And what happened to you and I is this. What happened to the children of Israel is this. Is the idea of that now it's acculturated. How is that word? No, acculturated. You get people from a different culture and you bring them here. And you what?
Assimilated.
Yeah, you get them to, so you teach them the language. I'm trying to work on that still. You teach them the language. You teach them the words. You teach them the way of thinking. You teach them literature. You teach them music. You teach them all of that stuff. And after a while, their mindset is now thinking the same. You program them. You bring those people here, and the first thing, you teach them the language. Then you teach them literature. And then you teach them way of thinking. And you teach them the way they dress. And you teach them everything. And you just kind of like become all of that. That's exactly what happened to the children of Israel. They became just like the Canaanites. It's not a matter of a physical location. I don't care where you live. You could live anywhere in the world. But if the whole system of things that is apart from God. Now, does God want us to work, to invent things, to have an education, to learn how to read, to learn how to write, to have a wife? Yes, God wants all of that also. But he have it in a proper way. Because he designed man, and he knows what man needs. The guy that designed my car told me to put in it certain kind of gasoline. If I put diesel in it, I'm going to ruin the engine. It is the same thing. It is the same thing. God designed man in a certain way. He knows what man like, and he designed everything and created things for him. But Satan came in and said, no, you don't need God. Now we're going to have something here better for you. Do we understand what the world is? It's a system of things that has everything to satisfy man's heart, keeping God out. It ends up in a disaster. And we will find that in there. Is that clear? I took a couple of minutes here. Sorry about that. But I wanted to paint a picture for you. So when you hear the world again, it's a system of things that has everything to satisfy man away from God, apart from God.
We say also that it's a set in opposition to God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.